What are you most proud of having accomplished during your time at UNCW?
I'm just very proud of what we did. You know, in a time of budget reductions, we were able to develop partnerships for community, for economic development, our Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. We were able to fund really innovative academic programs like the Applied Learning Program that we have here, a new nursing, online nursing program. We made some headway of some great strides down at the Crest campus, Marbonic, and CMS to get it moving with that new facility down there. We were able to secure full reaccreditation by SACS, and we put into place some pretty innovative backroom and business operations here, which gave us a positive outlook on the Moody's ranking.
And with this newest incarnation of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, one of the things that it's given birth to is Next Glass,
right,
which is getting a lot of buzz. What do you expect to see happen with CIE over the next few years?
You know, when we went to the city to ask them for funding, we said that we wanted to be judged on economic indicators, not academic ones. And for us, that meant creating jobs and creating high-growth, high-impact businesses, and generally in the knowledge sector. And that's what we've been doing. And my expectation is that if things continue like they are, in a very short period of time, this will be known nationally as one of the most vibrant entrepreneurial sectors in the country.
When you think about leaving at this point, what did you want to accomplish while you were here that you feel is unfinished?
These jobs never have an end to them. I think there are some very important parts of higher education. I'm a higher education professional that have to do with providing post-secondary education and specifically college degrees to first-generation students and students with varying backgrounds academic preparation. And I think that Wilmington does that pretty well. And I think that one of the opportunities at Green Bay for me is to delve more deeply into that.
Of course, there's been a great deal of reporting on the rift that developed between you and the board. And much of the public discussion has centered on the decision not to cut a number of sports programs. With hindsight, was that a strategic mistake? Would you do it differently now?
I think we did the right thing. I think the community clearly told us at the time that they did not want those sports cut and that they would support them, and that's proven to be the case. And in fact, this athletic program is on the right foot. And, you know, we expected there to be quite a bit of community outcry about any recommendation for cutting sports because I had talked to presidents around the country who had done this, and there always is.
Is there anything else around the recent reporting of your job search and imminent departure that you think has been mischaracterized or misunderstood that you'd like to clarify?
My job search included discussions with Tom Ross and the members of the Board of Trustees about where I could best make my contributions and where I wanted to go given the state of higher education in the country. That's the primary driver for this decision. And the other parts of this happened at the same time. But there are always disagreements in boards, and you know, I respect the governance process. And I think that the best thing for me is with what I want to do with what's left of my career is to make a different kind of contributions than I was making.
Chancellor Miller, thanks so much for taking the time today, and best wishes to you in your new position in Wisconsin.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much. You're welcome.